From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas has sued Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton, seeking to force compliance with COVID health orders after deputies were shown eating at local restaurants last week. According to the lawsuit, it is forcing the sheriff's office to enforce the governor's executive orders. According to the county's attorney, John Caldwell, the case will be handled by outside attorneys. And Caldwell will be meeting with the sheriff today. President Donald Trump was in Odessa on Wednesday, launching claims that a Democratic administration would destroy everything from the country's suburbs to the U.S. energy industry. Trump spoke to hundreds of supporters at an energy complex there in Odessa and played down the financial difficulties of the oil and gas industry in Texas. Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin was one of those who was personally invited to the event on Wednesday.
President went out of his way, made a special trip to Odessa, Midland area, and signed some executive orders opening up some more country to develop in the oil industry. So he came over here and he did Texas a favor.
Griffin has come under fire for making comments on his Facebook page regarding African Americans who complain about the racial conditions in the U.S.
But I stand behind it. You know, I mean, if you hate America, go live somewhere else. You know, if you want to destroy our flag and our national anthem and call every person in America that's white a racist simply by the color of their skin, then, man, I'm to the point, man, that they can go kick rocks.
And that group claims that Griffin is a racist. However, Griffin says he is not. Remediation project crews of the Carlsbad brine well discovered that the northern portion of the cavity could cost an additional $10 to $16 million to fill in. That according to the Bureau Chief of New Mexico Oil Conservation Division. The brine well is south of Carlsbad, where U.S. Highways 285 and 62-180 converge. A mother and Lee County resident, Talia Webb, and her group wants to bring awareness to the community on human trafficking with a rally in Hobbs today that begins at 4:30 p.m.
And we simply want to raise awareness in our community about the human trafficking issue, about missing children and the sexual exploitation of children and how all of these things are related and what is going on right here under our nose.
The rally will begin at 4:30 p.m. and it will be at
228 East Navajo Boulevard.
And that's directly across from Tractor Supply. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.